Isn't Jesus Christ wonderful? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say to you, heaven is going to be a wonderful place.
Amen.
You got the eyes for it. You got the vision for it. Amen. It is our race. It is our goal. It is our reward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you don't desire to go there, you're not going to make it. Amen. If you don't have the vision, if you don't have the desire to see Jesus Christ, amen, you're going to lose out. But praise God, heaven, tell yourself that. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. And I'm looking forward to that day that we can all be together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The race is going to be worth it. Every trial, every test, it's going to be worth it all. It's going to be worth it all. Amen. Youth is a fleeting thing. Amen. Amen. Your life is just like a vapor that appears but for a moment and then it passes away. Fades away. Puff of smoke. Amen. It isn't going to be. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of the things that he possesses. Hallelujah. The Word of God is so true. Amen. We want to talk a little bit today. Pentecost Sunday. Are we taking Pentecost for granted? Do we even know what Pentecost is? Amen. Our forefathers knew. Our parents knew. Our grandparents knew that served the Lord in this way. We celebrate Pentecost Sunday. Amen. I'm not taken away from the United States of America. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was raised patriotic. Amen. I was raised, amen, saying Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Amen. I was raised singing Thy Country, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. I was raised on that. Amen. And I feel the pride for America come up in me. Amen. And I thank God for America. I pray for America. I worry for America. Amen. The whole world is upside down, and it's not by the Word of God. This world is off. It has lost its focus. Amen. It is vanity. It's vanity. Our children today, if they're not in a Christian school being taught about the Lord, being taught about patriotism, they know nothing of this. They're being taught every unrighteous, ungodly thing. A word called interfaithism. Let everyone just worship a rock. Worship this earth. Worship animals. Worship yourself. They want you to go along with that program. All these hate crimes that's being produced and brought forward. We're living in dangerous times. But we're living in great times. For the Bible tells me when Satan come in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him.
Amen.
Where sin abounds, grace doth more abound.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's got everything under control.
Amen.
Amen. He knows the end from the beginning. Amen. He knows how he's going to finish it, brothers and sisters, before he ever started it. I'm confident in him. Amen. I'm safe in him.
Amen.
I'm secure in him. Amen. I'll not fear what man can do unto me. Amen. Do not fear him that can kill your body. But he can't touch your soul. But rather fear you, amen, he that can cast your body and your soul into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him, and that is God.
Right.
That is God. And we want to talk today about the power of Pentecost.
Amen.
The power of Pentecost. Pentecost is our apostolic heritage.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I love America. Amen. But I love God more.
Amen.
Amen. I love this country, but I love the country I'm going to go to much, much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I thank God for America, and I thank God for the freedoms that we have. I don't know how much longer they're going to last, folks. But we got us a city whose builder and maker is God. He went away and prepared a place for us, that where He is, we can be also. Let not your hearts be troubled. We've heard these scriptures, folks, but they're truth and they're life. Jesus Christ went away to prepare a place for us, and He will come again. Amen. And He will receive us unto Himself if our spirit is in Him. If our spirit, His spirit is in us. Amen. Jesus said, if I'm in you and you in me and I in the Lord, amen, we're all one in God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord and make His path straight. What a commission. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough, amen, shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. What a wonderful scripture. The voice of John the Baptist, amen, prepare you the way of the Lord. Make His path straight. Amen. And we all shall see the salvation of God. In Matthew 3 and 11, the Word of God says, amen, Jesus spoke and said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But there is one coming after me that's mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. There's one, John said, that's coming after me that was preferred before me. Amen. Because he was before me, whose shoe latchets I'm not worthy to untie.
Amen.
He's going to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire.
Amen.
What is this fire? Today, folks, we're talking about the Pentecostal fire. Thank God for Pentecost.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God that God chose this day, this 50th day, feast day of Pentecost, to send back the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Many people have no idea about Pentecost, but we're talking today about the Pentecostal fire of God. In Acts 2, verses 1 through 8, we know these scriptures. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place. Are you weary of hearing? Have you grown tired? Amen. Much of my shaking and my running now, I find is more in my arms than in my legs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can't run like I ran a few years ago. Be careful when you retire. Amen. Because, amen, when you don't have that discipline of getting up and going to work every day and putting forth an effort physically, amen, still look good, don't it, brother? Amen. I went to the doctor and said, I've been retired 3.5 years and I still weigh the same. Well, I said, you know, I was wondering what was going to happen here. He said, yes, but you may weigh the same. He said, but you still need to exercise. Amen. But bodily exercise profiteth little. But godliness is profitable unto all things. With the, amen, the hope of the life that now is and that which is to come.
Amen.
But we need to get some physical exercise in our worship.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about that body moving a little bit. Praise God. But when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound like a rushing mighty wind. I can hear the wind blowing again. I can hear it like a train coming down the track. Amen. The Lord came in like a rushing mighty wind. Like a tornado, the Lord came in. Amen. Like a rushing mighty wind filled all the house where these 120 were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave utterance. We're talking about Pentecostal power. We're talking about life here today. Amen. Cloven tongues. Amen. Divided tongues. A diversity of tongues. Amen. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, amen, there must have been a commotion when the Holy Ghost was poured out. The 120 must have shouted and rang down the whole house, amen, for this to be broadcast around the city. And a multitude came together, and they were confounded because they heard every man speaking in their own language wherein they were born. Amen. And they were amazed, and they marveled and said, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? God, amen, performed a miracle.
Amen.
God, amen, took over the vocal cords of these folks and began to praise, amen, the Almighty in other languages. But according to Acts 2, 13 through 18, the Word of God says, But at this time even then others mocked, saying these are filled with new wine. Amen. They only didn't understand, yes, a new spiritual Holy Ghost wine. But they was talking about the carnal and the fleshy, thinking they were intoxicated. And so I know from that scripture, amen, that those people must have looked as though, amen, they were intoxicated. Amen. They must have been shouting and running and laughing and crying. They must have been very emotional. Amen. To the point that they thought that they were intoxicated with alcohol. But no. The Word of God says, Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice. Thank God for Peter. And he said unto them, You men of Judea, and all that dwell in Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, since but the third hour of the day, 9 o'clock in the morning, this wonderful gift was poured out. But this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. In the last day, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall have visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. And in those days I'll pour out of my Spirit upon thy handmaidens and on thy men servants. And they shall prophesy. I'm talking about Pentecostal power.
Amen.
I'm talking about Pentecostal fire. I'm talking about salvation.
Amen.
I'm talking about the gift of God. Amen. We will see visions. We will have dreams.
Amen.
Amen. And since we're talking about visions and dreams, amen. I had a dream. Praise the Lord. I've had many dreams in my lifetime. From God. I believe that they're from God.
Amen.
And I've spoke to the Lord and I've said, You know, Lord, my natural life doesn't measure up to the dreams that I've dreamed. My life doesn't measure up to what God has shown me. But praise God for what He's shown me. Amen. I had this dream, and me and this other gentleman walked into this church. Now, in many of my dreams, there's always another man with me. I believe he's an angel of the Lord. Don't know who he is by name, but he's always there. Amen. We walked into this church building. I don't know where it was at. We walked into the sanctuary, and there was no lights on. It was dark. And I saw another gentleman walk up, come up towards us, and in my mind, I said, That's the pastor of this church. And so I reached out to shake his hand. And when I reached out to shake his hand, yes, I levitated. You know what levitated means? I mean, when I shook that man's hand, I began raising off the floor. The next thing I know, amen, or knew, I was flying around in that sanctuary around the ceiling. And I started saying, Hallelujah! 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 And I was feeling the power of God. And then I began, amen, to speak in other tongues. And I was saying, Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And then I began to sing in tongues. And I'm not a singer, but I was singing in tongues. And then I heard a lot of other people singing in tongues. And I felt the power of God unlike I've ever felt it before, Sister Murphy. I felt the power of God. This must be what heaven's going to be like. I was being thrilled. Amen. And a few moments later, I was no longer in the sanctuary, but I was outside in the hallway beside the sanctuary, and I could hear it still going on in there, and it was all lit up now. And so I just kind of peeked in around the corner and looked. The place is full of people now, and they're all praising God. And the Spirit is still moving like that. I said, Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said, Man, if I could just hold on to that. Those are great things that God does for you when you're going through trials and tests. That God gives you a little taste of heaven. Do you want a little taste of heaven? Amen. Do you really want to go? Do you really want to go? It's going to be a wonderful place. But do you want to go? You got to ask yourself, do I want to go? Amen. God has blessed us. I'm talking about Pentecostal power. Amen. This doesn't happen to everybody. If I could say this, it's lackadaisical. Amen. Don't get lazy in your worship.
Amen.
Amen. Give God all that you have. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. Does that excite you? We heard that. When I first heard that as a young man, that was something to hear. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost that set upon each one of them. I say that this fire is a purifying fire, a godly fire. It purges out our ungodliness.
Amen.
Now I want you to put on your ears to hear. It sanctifies us. It makes the receivers of the Holy Ghost holy. Amen?
Amen.
This is a purifying God fire. Pentecostal fire, godly fire. But I will speak to you, amen, of another type of fire. In James 3, 6, and 8, and 9, and 10, the Word of God says, and the tongue. And the tongue. Your tongue, my tongue, the tongue is a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among your members that it defileth the whole body and it's set on fire of the course of nature and it's set on the fires of hell. Now this is a different type of fire. We're not talking about godly fire. We're not talking about Pentecostal fire. We're talking about devilish fire. We're talking about, amen, sensual fire. We're talking about lustful fire. We're talking about a fire that will consume you and put you in the devil's hell. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly. It's evil. It's full of poison. Therewith we bless God and we curse our brother which is made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth was blessings and cursings. These things ought not to be. But I say to you today, with our tongue we praise God. Amen. And we curse our brother, which is made in the image of God. But, listen, but when the Holy Ghost comes in, God's Spirit unites with your spirit.
Amen.
And it cries out, Abba, Father. We're talking about adoption. Amen. We're talking about recognition. Amen. And in recognition that we have become, amen, a child of God. God only, listen, can tame your tongue. When you receive the Holy Ghost, God does sanctify and tame your tongue. I believe that this is the miracle of God, that no man can tame the tongue, but our God can tame the tongue. And when we receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and God sanctifies us, and God takes control over our voice, and God uses our voice to glorify and magnify God, amen, we become holy. Not in ourselves, but God makes us holy. Be you holy even as I am holy, saith the Lord, and be you perfect. Amen. Let not Satan lie to you and say you cannot be holy. It's not by your righteousness, but it's by God's righteousness.
Amen.
It's not you that make yourself holy, but God. Amen. He'll make you holy when He dwells within you. If you'll walk with Him and follow Him and obey Him, amen, you can be holy and you can be perfect and you can live above sin. Amen. Yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we fall. But a righteous man, he can fall seven times, but the Lord will lift him up. Amen. The Bible tells me that our God knows how, amen, to deliver. He knows how to deliver the righteous, amen, out of temptation. God knows how to deliver us out of the temptations of life. Amen. And He knows how to reserve the wicked to the day of judgment. He doesn't even fool with them. Amen. He don't take no time with them. Amen. He knows those that are His. Amen. He knows your heart. And He will, amen, He will help you. And He will see you through. Amen. He'll deliver you. Because you're His. Because you're His. Because you repented. Because you were baptized in Jesus' name. Because you were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because you are obedient unto the Word of God. Therefore, God knows His. And He will, amen, deliver us from temptation. But that wicked one He'll leave him to the judgment day. And he will be lost. Amen. He will be lost. Church, amen. The Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, is the power of Pentecost.
Amen.
If, in case you haven't caught it yet, we're talking about Pentecost today.
Amen.
The power of Pentecost. If there wasn't that day of Pentecost, amen, where would we be? Church, the power of Pentecost is not a one-time experience.
Right.
So God is good. And if God isn't good enough, talking about dreams and visions, I was asleep one night and I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me and He said, Deuteronomy 10 and 14. Then He said, Deuteronomy 6 and 6. Now that's not my imagination. That's not me saying, well, I felt the Spirit of God move on me. No, no, I heard that. I heard that. And I got up and I went to my Bible. I didn't need to stay in bed that night. I got up and went to my Bible. And then I read that and I memorized that. Deuteronomy 10 and 14 says, behold the heaven, the atmosphere around the planet Earth. Behold the heaven. It gives us our oxygen, our air. It gives us our rain. Amen. It gives us the wind that blows upon us. It protects us from the heat of the sun. Behold the heaven and the heaven of the heavens are the Lord's thy God. The sun, the moon, the planets, the stars, the galaxies, the universe. Everything is God's. The earth also and all that therein is. Everything on this planet Earth belongs to the Lord God Almighty. Oh, it sounds good, doesn't it? As soon as I read that, I felt fear come upon me. I knew that I was in trouble. When I read Deuteronomy 6 and 6, it said, these words that I command you this day shall be in your heart. He gave me the word in Deuteronomy 10 and 14. Deuteronomy 6 and 6, He said, now I've commanded these words to you this day. Don't you forget them. So I took it upon myself, Sister Murphy, to quote that to myself every day, every day, every day, every day, because I knew that I had trouble coming. And I knew it was going to be in my finances. This happened probably back in like October of the past year. Come around January, I went to my mailbox and I got a letter from the Internal Revenue Service. And I was told that I was delinquent and I was under a penalty for my taxes. I was further told with my insurance and newly my retirement that I was going to owe big bucks, which I was guaranteed by the company I went with that that would not happen. But they didn't do the paperwork correctly when I got the hold of American General. And then I got a hold of a lawyer, and the lawyer said, well, let's see what they do. They didn't want to do anything. First thing they wanted to do was cut my yearly income by $10,000. And I said, no, that can't be. I said, I can't go less $10,000 a year in all these penalties. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. We're talking like $30,000-some. That's a fortune to me. And I said, Lord, I'd like to go through one trial and one test one time in my life and not fail. Did you hear what I said? That I could actually stand and say I stood in this. And a scripture come to my mind, stand and see the glory of God. I heard that. Stand and see the glory of God. Lord, show me your glory. And I said, I'm going to stand in this. I'm going to stand in this. I'm going to stand in this. Everybody's telling you, get yourself a good lawyer. Get yourself a good lawyer. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Oh, hallelujah. I said, Lord, I want you to be my lawyer. I want you to fight my battles. I want you to go in among those lawyers at that company. I want you to take my part. I want you to stand in my place, amen, and work this thing out for me. Listen to what I'm saying. And this took months and months. I retired at the age of 52. Amen. I'll be under that penalty till I'm 59 and a half years old. And I told those folks what I wanted. I want you to pay that penalty, that 8 and a half years, And I want you to pay all the interest that goes along with it. And I want you to pay the taxes on the extra money that you give me to pay the taxes. And God did a miracle. God did a miracle for me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I had me one of those called audits. And I had me a tax examiner. And I had to call her up and talk to her. She's Internal Revenue Service. And I told her what was going on in the beginning. And I said, I'll keep you informed. And I called her back at the last and I told her, they come through. They're going to pay that penalty for me. They're going to take care of this for me. She was impressed. She was impressed. She said, I'm glad to see they come up to the bat on this, that they come up to do what's right. And I told her, I said, it was God. I said, God did this for me. And as I spoke to her on there, I said, you are a Christian. No, not really. I said, well, you do believe in God. Well, no, not really. I said, well, here's the testimony. Amen. Amen. I'm praying for that lady now. Her name was Diane Roth. Diane Rath. I said, Lord, I may forget her name, but you won't forget her. And amen. She got a testimony. I said, she got a testimony of the power of Pentecost.
Amen.
She got a testimony that there's someone that God did something for.
Amen.
Amen. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Acts 1, 5 and 8. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Is God real? Does God still do for people? Does God still take care of people? Has God failed you? I used to hear the old saints get up and say, God has never failed me. And I marveled that they'd get up and say it because I knew their life. I knew the trials and the tests and the tribulations. But you see, God cannot fail. To live is Christ, to die is gain. Amen. You can't lose with God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you die, you're going to heaven. If you stay here, He's going to take care of you. When they therefore come together, they ask the Lord, saying, at what time will you restore the kingdom to Israel? And He, Jesus, said unto them, it is not for you to know the times nor the seasons, but the Father hath kept this in His own power, but you shall receive power. Hear me today, folks. We're talking about Pentecostal power. Non-denominational, non-Pentecostal people do not have this Pentecostal power. They don't believe in it. They don't accept it. Amen. They are dying in unbelief. We believe. In order to please God, you must first believe that God is. And that is, He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Amen. We've learned the secret of life. Seek God. Desire God and He'll give you. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. But you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses in both Jerusalem, Judea, and to Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth.
Amen.
I'm talking to you. Power to witness.
Amen.
You shall be my witnesses, saith the Lord. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 43, 10, 11. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord. You are my servant. You are my witness. You're God's witnesses.
Amen.
You're His servant. Amen. That you may know and believe and understand that before Him no God was formed. Neither shall there be any God formed after our God. He said, I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior, and we know His name.
Amen.
His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. We have Pentecostal power to witness. We have power over death. We have power over hell and the grave. We have power over trials and tribulations, sorrows, and listen, persecutions. With Pentecostal power comes persecution. Did you hear me? The early church, after the day of Pentecost, they were persecuted for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the power of Pentecost. Jesus Christ is the power of Pentecost. Peter and John taught and preached Jesus to the people in the temple after healing the impotent man at the gate Beautiful. We know the story. Silver and gold have I none, but what I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. What a great, great testimony. Amen. But we know at that time in Acts 4, 1 through 10, it says, and Peter and John spoke unto the people, the priests and the captains of the temple and the Sadducees coming to them, and they were grieved that they taught the people in the name of Jesus Christ and through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Amen. The religious people that day, amen, those in authority, amen, they were grieved that Peter and John preached in the name of Jesus Christ. And they laid their hands on Peter and John, and they put them in the hold till the next day, put them in prison, for it was now evening time. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men were about 5,000. Now listen, folks, Peter and John didn't even have a microphone. And they preached one day in the temple, and 5,000 men, didn't mention the women and children, 5,000 men in one day were saved. Now that is a revival. And it come to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes came, and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set Peter and John in the midst, they asked them, by what power or by what name have you done this? And I tell you, it's by the power of Pentecost.
Amen.
Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of people and elders of Israel, if this day it be examined of the good deed done unto the impotent man, by what means he's made whole, be it known to you and to all Israel by the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by this, doth this man stand before you whole. The power of Pentecost. The power of Jesus Christ. Listen, the name of Jesus Christ invokes the power of Pentecost.
Amen.
We was talking about Pentecostal power. We said Jesus Christ is Pentecostal power. The Holy Ghost is the power of Pentecost. The name of Jesus Christ invokes this Pentecostal power. In Acts 4, 15, 21, the story goes on and says, but when they, amen, the Sadducees and the Pharisees, the high priests, when they had commanded Peter and John, amen, to go aside from the council, they conferred among one another, and they said, what shall we do to these men? What's going to be done to you and me? I tell you, folks, we're living in a time of any faith but the Christian faith. And if you don't accept everybody else's religion and everybody else's faith, then you are a troublemaker. Then you are a terrorist. Then you are a hater. And you are a dangerous person. Because of your belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody does not love the Lord. Amen. They love themselves. Because when they knew God, they give not God honor or glory as God, but they love the creature better than the Creator. They love themselves. Therefore, God give them over to strong delusion. Hear me. We're at the stage now. You're always hearing about this global warming and all that. This is becoming the religion. The world is worshiping the planet Earth. And all their care is for the planet Earth. And it's become a religion to them. And it's going to be a one world religion. And they're going to demand you join it. Amen. Either we're going to go in the rapture beforehand, we're going to go by the way of death beforehand, or we're going to suffer through this thing. Amen. Because listen to what Peter and them said. After they spoke to them, they said that you spread this word among the people no more. They straightly threatened them. Amen. This is not a new thing. Apostolics have been threatened from the beginning. Amen. If the world loves you, you better examine yourself. Because it hated Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, if they hated me first, they're going to hate you. Amen. If the world loves you, then you're not showing forth, amen, this apostolic faith. Amen. Speak no more in this name. And they called them and commanded them, speak or teach no more in the name of what? Jesus. Even the Christians that say they love Jesus hate it when we give Him the recognition of who He is and the glory of who He is and do everything in word and in deed in that wonderful name. There is no other name given unto man whereby we must be saved. Either God's word is true, amen, or it's a lie. Hey, how can I say that everybody's okay? How can I say that whether you're Muslim or whether you're Hindu or whether you're of some other oriental religion or whether you're a witch, amen, and I say it's all okay? When the Bible says that there's no other name given unto man. It is the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We got to stand on the name. We got to trust in the name. We got to believe in the name. We got to uphold the name. We don't want to let down the name. Amen. That name is going to save your soul. And when someone says that you can get into heaven some other way, the Bible says he's the same as a thief and a robber. There's no other way into heaven. You've got to go through the door, and the door is Christ Jesus. Amen. Hear what I'm saying to you. Amen. You might not be able to quote all the Scriptures, but praise God, if you know who Jesus Christ is, and you'll stand on the rock Jesus Christ, amen, you'll be safe from the storm. Amen. They charged him, speak no more. But Peter and John answered and said, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken to you more than to God, judge you. But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. He said, we can't, amen, but speak what God has done. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because why of the people? They feared the people. For all men glorified God, which had done the deed to the impotent man. Acts 4:29-31, the Word of God says, and now, Lord, amen, the apostles got together, the disciples got together, Peter and John, amen, told them what had taken place, and they said, now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that we may speak the Word of God with boldness. Amen. These were Holy Ghost-filled men. These were men, amen, that by the power of God was raising the dead, opened the blinded eyes. They had the power of God, and yet they spoke and asked God that they might grant to them to be able to speak the Word of God with boldness. How? By stretching forth your hand to heal. Amen. With signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the Word of God with boldness. Pentecostal boldness. Pentecostal boldness. The Holy Ghost is the power of Pentecost. The nine gifts of the Holy Ghost is the power of Pentecost. The Scriptures prove that the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not a one-time experience, but continuously moves upon His people. That is, they were all refilled with the Holy Ghost. These men were already filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. They already had the Holy Ghost. But yet when they prayed and the house was shaken, they were all refilled.
Amen.
They all had received again the gift of the Holy Ghost, and they prayed and spoke the Word of God with boldness. You can receive the power of Pentecost over and over. Church, I tell you, the power of Pentecost is not a one-time experience. Amen. Amen. I know the time's getting late, but I want to just speak a few more moments to you. Church, hear me. The Holy Ghost is not a one-time experience. We can be refilled over and over again. Do you need a refilling of the Holy Ghost? Do you know how many times I've asked God, I need a refreshing in the Holy Ghost. I need a restirring of the Holy Ghost. I know I have the Holy Ghost, but I want to feel like I felt when I felt like I felt. I want to feel, amen, like I did when I first got it.
Amen.
I want to shout. I want to run the aisles. I want to tell everybody, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want it to be exciting to me again. Amen. As a matter of fact, we must be refilled over and over again.
Amen.
At least we grow feeble and weak and spiritually sick. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance is the power of God.
Amen.
Now I'm going to tell you something. Speaking in other tongues is a miracle. It is the Pentecostal fire. Speaking in tongues is not a one-time experience. Do not let Satan lie to you and tell you that you cannot speak in tongues anymore. Every time you allow the Holy Ghost to move upon you, move in you, the gift of speaking in tongues will well up within you as a well of living water. It will bubble over, it will overflow you, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Tonight, church, today, this morning, stir up the gift that is within you. Stir up the gift of the Holy Ghost. Stir it up. Get beside yourselves. Let's all stand. Amen. Let's shake ourselves. Amen. Amen. Crucify your flesh. Listen. Bring your flesh into subjection to the Holy Ghost. Let God have reign in your life. Submit yourself unto God. Give God a spiritual sacrifice of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to worship God. Can you not feel the Spirit of God bubbling up in you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I begin to speak hallelujah, I begin to feel something down inside of me. When I begin praising God, hallelujah, hallelujah, I feel the power, amen, of the Holy Ghost begin to move upon me. I feel the Spirit of tongues come upon me. Amen. Pentecostal power. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. You want to feel the power of God? Raise your hands.
Amen.
Raise your hands.
Amen.
Worship the Lord. Cry out to God like you did on the first day you repented. Earnestly seek God. Amen. We have a Pentecostal experience right now today. This very moment. Draw nigh unto God, lift Him up, and God will draw nigh unto you. Amen. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Holy Ghost is the same when you first received it. Worship God. Can you not worship Him?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a continual blessing of eternal life. It is renewed in your heart every day, daily. Let Jesus Christ be reborn in you over and over again. Let Jesus Himself come in. Amen. And let the Lord touch your heart. Church, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost again. Your own personal Pentecost. Pentecostal power is the power of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our bodies may grow old and weary. Let's worship the Lord. Let's raise our hands.